Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Bill Wolf. Next on the show, the amazing, inspiring story of Sylvia Harris from crippling manic depression to triumph as a winning horse jockey. But first, the news with Laura Conaway. Hello, Laura.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning again. The Pentagon is preparing to pump another 3,000 Marines into Afghanistan in April. That's when the military thinks the Taliban will launch another offensive. The additional troops come after a shift in Defense Department thinking. Defense Secretary Robert Gates wanted the U.S.'s NATO allies to help give commanders in Afghanistan the 7,500 troops they've been asking for. Now it appears the U.S. is going to start filling that request on its own. In news from Iraq, U.S. bombers and fighter planes dropped 40,000 pounds of explosives today during a 10-minute airstrike on al-Qaeda targets in far southern Baghdad. The strikes were designed to clear the way for ground troops as part of Operation Phantom Phoenix. Meanwhile, north of the capital in Diyala province, 9 American troops have been killed in the last 2 days. That marks one of the deadliest stretches for U.S. forces since last fall. President Bush is in Israel this week, trying to get Israelis and Palestinians going again on their stalled negotiations for peace. On Wednesday, Bush told reporters that each side needs to look past the toughest issues. At the top of the list for Israelis is getting Hamas militants to stop firing rockets from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says there will be no progress until the rocket fire stops.
There will be no peace unless terror is stopped, and terror will have to be stopped everywhere. Gaza must be part of a package, and that as long as there will be terror from Gaza, it will be very, very hard to reach any peaceful understanding.
Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says their Fatah government can't dictate the actions of Hamas fighters in Gaza, but Rafiq Husseini holds out hope that the rocket fire will stop.
We are, of course, not in control of Gaza at the moment, but I think the population, the people in Gaza, have shown that they are supporting President Abbas and supporting the stopping of rockets. And as you know, maybe in November, there was a big demonstration in Gaza where over 600,000 people went out in the streets to support President Abbas. 600,000 people out of 1.5 million people is a lot of people.
Officials in Pakistan say a suicide bomber today was targeting local police. The bomber dashed up to a police barrier outside the Lahore High Court in eastern Pakistan and blew himself up. At least 22 people were killed and dozens more wounded. The Associated Press reports that suspicion immediately fell on militants linked to the Taliban and al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is also now suspected in the assassination of opposition leader Benazir Bhutto late last month. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday about an Indiana law requiring voters to present photo IDs. The state's Democratic Party joins the American Civil Liberties Union and other groups saying the law places an unfair burden on the poor. A reporter for The Washington Post says the justices appeared, quote, unmoved by arguments against the law. Justice Anthony Kennedy referred to the ID requirement as perhaps a, quote, minor inconvenience. A decision is expected at the end of June, with plenty of time left for the 2008 presidential election. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill.
Thank you, Laura Conaway.
Thank you, Laura Conaway.